Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I'm sure you'll remember that decision to phase out the reduced excise rate on petrol and diesel. The government is expected to bring in millions of euro. According to the Irish Independent, it'll be 700 million euro. The scrapping, though, of the lower rate on fuels could add about 10 euro to the cost of a tank when you are filling up, when the increases are back to the full rates in October of this year. Paddy Cumann is head of communications at AA Ireland. Good morning, Paddy. Paddy, are you there? Ah. We don't seem to have Paddy with us. But it seems that, just to take you through, as we're trying to get Paddy back up on the line, there are going to be staggered increases in excise duty. They'll start on the 1st of June. So on that date, petrol is going to go up by 6 cents a litre. Diesel will go up by 5 cents. Then we come to September, when petrol will go up by another 7 cents and diesel will go up by 5 cents. And then when we get to the end of October, that's the 31st of October, there'll be another 8 cent on petrol and 6 cent on diesel, meaning that if you're buying a full tank from empty, you'll be paying an extra tenner on that tank. And Paddy is with us now. Paddy, let's talk about the fuel trend over the last few months, because prices have eased back. That'll soon come to an end because of the ending of the special excise rates, won't it?
Well, yes and no, Claire. I can actually give you a tiny exclusive insofar as we just did our fuel price survey just this second, and I can give you those figures. So petrol is about the same as it was last month at €1.65, and diesel is actually down 2 cents per litre at 1.66. So that's a positive trend in terms of diesel. And we have to as well remember that that is including an increase, which was the first signalled increase in duty. So diesel has gone up 2 cents in terms of duty, but it's also down compared to last month. So the signs are okay.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that we can take this increase that's coming down the tracks over the coming months?
It depends really on obviously the market. The oil price of a barrel of oil has slightly started to rally back after what was a 3 month low. So it really depends on a number of factors. We know that it's going to just increase and exponentially over the next few months until we get to the 31st of October, where prices will be back where they were. It's hard to obviously tell for sure, but I think we will probably avoid the 2 euro price mark that we all got very spooked about this time last year. But for now, we know that prices are increasing. One peculiar thing that we noticed from the averages today is that diesel in rural areas seems to be cheaper than petrol, and the reverse seems to be true in urban areas. So not sure why that is, but that's something that we spotted from this today.
Yeah, but you can see a price difference if you go a mile down the road to the next petrol station in some cases. Just in terms of, you said that when it was at 2 euro, we were all spooked, and I think everybody examined their behaviour. Do I really have to take that trip? Can I save money on fuel by not going in the car to such and such a place? Are people still doing that? What does your research tell you about decisions people are making about using their cars now?
I think the decision-making process is still based around where they have an availability for public transport. And again, it's something we were in the media talking about last week and saying, you know, should people at least give public transport a go where they can? We you know, traffic levels are really bad. And you know, we're seeing traffic levels back up to where they were pre-COVID. So I think there is still a behavioural shift that needs to happen. But it really does boil down to alternatives. And that's something that I think is getting better. And the credit has to be due to the Greens in terms of the plans and the introductions of new public transport alternatives. But they just still don't exist for lots of people. So we're still seeing car use at a pretty high level.
Mm-hmm. And the government, as the Irish Independent points out today, the government reaps in millions of euro as a result of taxes on fuels, doesn't it? Just take us through how that's broken down.
Oh, we've a variety of taxes on it. We've duties. We've NORA, which is another tax, which is involved in making sure that we have enough storage of fuel if there is an emergency. But we pay a huge percentage of tax. It can be north of 50%. So compared to other European countries, we're right up there in terms of the duty and tax that we pay on the fuel that we use.
Paddy, thank you very much for your time. Paddy Cumann there from AA Ireland.